All right, so place your hand on your heart. You're getting good at this. You know the drill. And begin breathing into your heart, being aware of that beautiful place inside of you. And begin to feel compassion, appreciation, caring, gratitude, and direct it at yourself and all that has happened here this weekend, all that has been a part of you since you've been here, all the opening that you've experienced, all the love, all of the teachings, all of the information. And keep breathing into that place in your heart. And fill your heart up with that beautiful light. Let your breath bring that right into your heart, and then with your next breath, fill your body. And with your next breath, send that wave, that cloud of beautiful compassion. Let it roll forward from the back of the room to the front, from the front to the stage and beyond. Let it fill the planet. And once you've done that, you can reach further, feeling the galaxy beckoning that wave. Just takes your breath, your focus, your heart to send that wave from that place inside of you filled with love out past the reaches of this planet, out into the galaxy. Filling all of creation with a wave of appreciation, a wave of gratitude, a wave of caring from inside, from that point of light inside your heart, to the expansion of the one source of all that is.
So it is good day to you. So very good to see your bright lights and your radiance coming through this universe. Dearest beings of light, we wish you to know exactly who you are. As you open your hearts, as you open your minds, which your heart talks to your mind most of the time, we want you to know that you are a part of this energy. There is no accident that you are here, whether you are here physically or whether you are listening to this years from now. You are the center of your universe. When you look into the energy of how many individuals you are influencing, according to the statistics of Dunbar and someone who studies such things because they have nothing else to do with their time, they say you can only influence 150 people at a time, that you have that cognitive energy. dearest beings of light, we know differently. You can influence 20,000 people. Because every time you are driving in your car and you look over and smile at the person next to you who may be saluting you, you have influenced them. Every time you speak to the girl in the market that may be having a bad day and being a little cranky with you, and you say, "Oh, you know, I just love your energy. I love your outfit. I love this, I love that." You've just influenced that person. Each of you are here by divine order. You know this. Each of you are here as the center of influence in your world. Ah. And now, tomorrow or the next day after our Vesol's class, how to channel, you will return to your world, influencing all the people on the planes, all the people on the trains, all the people on the buses, all the people in your car. And how are you doing that? Are you doing that by keeping quiet about all the things you learned this weekend? No. You are doing that by saying, "I learned to be more conscious this weekend. I learned to be more of who I am. I learned coherence. I learned that I heal through laughter. I learned that I heal through forgiveness." You see, you cannot return to your life and attempt to act differently than you are now. That causes your soul to be outside of the boundaries of integrity. And that means your center of influence goes back to 150 people. Your sphere. So, dearest beings, take a deep breath. Dearly beloveds, I see who you are, and you are the core of your world. Just as some have said that I am. I have asked the question before. What would the world be like, or how would things be different if I would have said, "No, I do not want this task"? I implore you, step up to the plate. Open your soul. Open your life. Dearest beloved beings, you know who you are, whether you are listening now or in the future. That center of fear, that little nervousness, as you are stepping forward. That is just an old program. That is just that old program of you believing that somehow you were separate from me. I let you know you are not. You are you. I am me, and we are one together. You see, that coherence that you feel, that is your truth. That is your essence. So I ask you to breathe into that essence now. As you activate the cells of your body to be you, to know that every interaction you have, as they're studying now, is a center, a sphere of influence. And that is a good thing. Just as you are a good thing. So when those doubts come in, when those concerns come in, dearest, breathe. Ask yourself, why? I heal it now. I release it now. I integrate it now. Because I step forward into the true essence of me. Because I can. So that I can and you can love that person sitting next to you as much as you love yourself. Not more than or less than. So how much do you love yourself? And you're sitting next to your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, your child, your grandchild, and you say, oh, I love you more than I love me. Oh, no, no, no. That is not what I said. I love you as much as me. Breathe into that. As you know who you are, beings, trust. Trust yourself. Trust your light. Trust your essence. To know that your sphere of influence may be 20,000 or 20 million. For you see, you are a part of this team now. You volunteered. Woohoo! And we are grateful for you. We love you deeply. We came all this way just to see you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to continue the subject. Adaranda, Yeshua, Kryon. We're all one. We not only come from the same source, we're partners in compassion. The reason for channeling to exist as you hear it now is not to impress or for those to tune in and hear something odd or strange or weird. That is in the eye of the beholder. The reason for channeling to exist is so that you can peek into something that most don't know. That on the other side of the veil, that place that is so mysterious to most humanity, there is love, and it pours through the veil for you. Pours through the veil. And the veil that we speak of is that which you don't know. It keeps you separate in knowledge from that which we call the creative source, and some call God. And I'm going to say it yet again. God does not have human attributes. The creation of this universe, of this galaxy, of the very soul that you have within you, is not part of dysfunctional human nature, as you have, so many of you have constructed God to be. Instead, there is a purity that you cannot even imagine. You all sit in the room here right now. Those listening, they're not in the room. They're listening later. So I speak of those in the room. You all have something in common. All of you, even the ones that came, perhaps, by accident. You have that which is the energy, the field, if you wish, the majesty of that which is called the Merkaba. Surrounding each of you is a pattern that someday may be seen. And the pattern, if it could be seen, would show itself first as that which is not linear, outside of humanness. There are some who can read the Merkaba and say it is the window, not to the health of a person necessarily, or even the consciousness of the person. It's a window to your soul. It is that which carries the light of the consciousness of the Creator intermingled with your name. That's how precious we see you. We don't see you as you see you, and that is the subject, isn't it? How do you see yourself? Yahshua said, I know you. So do I. I know who is here. And it's not an invasive knowing. It is a beautiful consciousness of love knowing. Because I see the intermingling of souls and Merkabas as you sit next to one another. I see the potentials, the power. I also see something else. I see something we're going to identify now, perhaps for the first time. I see a residual. I want to call it a noise, a hum, a buzz, whatever you want to envision, because it is something that is unidentifiable in physical form. But I see it, and I know it's here. Have you ever perhaps been in a meeting like this and had a loud machine that produces air and temperature for you? And somehow, some way, you get used to it. It competes, perhaps, with the voice of the presenter. But somehow, some way, you get used to it. Perhaps it's blowing coolness or heat, whatever you need. And the consciousness that you have has the ability to focus on the voice, and then the hum or the buzz or the noise of the fan gets put in the background, and you're able to listen. And then all of a sudden, after perhaps an hour or two, it finds the temperature it desires as the instrument that it is, and it shuts off. Suddenly, when it shuts off, you're so aware of being able to hear clearly. And it's not there. You got used to it to such a degree that when it stopped, you were surprised. Almost like a release. And everybody hears it, smiles, and you go forward. There's a noise in the room. It's a metaphor, a buzz that's in the room. It's a metaphor. And it's not something you hear. It is something intrinsic. For almost every old soul that exists on the planet. And you're all here. And you're experiencing it. Hard to describe what it might be. I'm going to call it the buzz of sadness. The buzz of sadness. It's a noise that's always there. An old soul, when you go to that quietest place where you decide, I'm going to work on myself, or you decide, I'm going to meditate, where you decide, there are things that I need to ponder, you start to hear it. And it starts to cover that which is your magnificence. It battles you because you carry with you the sadness of the ages. The sadness of being here on this planet in poor times. It's a residual from living lifetime after lifetime in times and in places where you've seen things we won't describe. Where you've experienced things for yourself, we won't describe. But you all know it's there. The Akashic record of humanity is so filled with this buzz of sadness that even the most magnificent of you in this new energy struggle with it. You struggle to hear the truth above it. And you know I'm right. When you go to that quiet place, why is it that you don't instantly laugh? When you go to that quiet place, why don't you instantly smile and instead there's a pensiveness as you look into yourself and you know what's coming? The buzz of sadness, the residual, is always there. So in this channel, in this day, in this place, perhaps for the first time, let us identify it as an anchor, not an anchor that grounds you. It's an anchor that keeps you from going anywhere. Imagine yourself floating on the ocean of compassion, about ready to burst into the light, into the calmness that is you. And every single one of you has got a chain, the residual of sadness. And the chain connects to an anchor on the bottom, the darkest place on the planet that you were once part of. And the chain has links in it. And the links, perhaps, are those lifetimes you've had where the residual comes from. We're going to do something in the room now, And we're going to do it because you understand all of this. This is not beyond your comprehension at all. This is history. This is you. You know what's here right now? Besides the sadness, there is anxiety and perplexiveness of what you're going to do about what you carry. Cried, what do you mean what I carry? Because I can see what you're carrying around. Not just the sadness. Some of you have come because there's issues with your biology. Some of you have come because there are issues that we will not identify, but let's call it perplexive anxiety. Let's call it betrayal anxiety. Let's call it sadness of situation. Let's call it uncertainty. Have I covered enough bases yet? I know who's here. And every single one of the things that I've said is connected to the anchor. All of them. You may think it's normal to worry about things like this. And I would like to tell you, old soul, light worker, magnificent creature that you are, it isn't normal. Normal is to break that anchor, see it for what it is. When angelic forms come by and see you floating on the ocean, not going anywhere, they might scratch their heads and say, don't they know about the anchor? Just release it. And the answer is, you don't know about the anchor. There is an evolvement going on in the room. There is an appreciation of the compassion that you're starting to feel. There's a cognizing. That word means to realize. There is a realization of basic truth going on in this room. You know where I'm going right now. For the first time in any channel, I'm going to ask you to lock Merkabahs with one another. And you might say, how do I do that? How do I do that? I want you to imagine the one next to you on each side if you are next to two, on one side if you're next to one. I want you to imagine locking to the compassion that they have on this planet. The God in them locks to the God in you. A chain is being formed as you imagine this. In the imagination of this is the reality of what you're doing. For consciousness is involved in your imagination. And consciousness, as we know, is powerful and physical. So even as you intuit this, with the person next to you, understand that a coherence is being developed in the room because you're about to do something. With free choice, I ask this. If you're not interested, it will not break the chain because those Merkabahs are enormous. They cover two or three of you in a row. So if there's a few who don't want to participate with free choice, it won't change you. Lock together for just a moment. Concentrate on what that might look like. An 8-meter field around you starts to intermingle and have confluence with the others. You lock them like you lock hands, like rings that lock with one another. They click in place and you can hear it in an esoteric way coming together. And suddenly you are one. Just for a moment, suddenly. You are one of the brightest lights on this planet. And now I'm going to ask you to do something. You're going to break the anchor together. You're going to get rid of the residual. You're going to give intent for the buzz to stop. And an intent is going to be accomplished also with one thing. We're going to say something 3 times, and you're all going to say it together. And I'll say it with you. And we don't do this very often. But we do this for you to cognize the truth of what you're doing. You can break that anchor, dear ones. There will be no more sadness. You leave here differently than you came, believe me. Here's the words you're going to say if you choose to, with free choice, with me. You're going to say the words, I am magnificent. Are you ready? I am magnificent. I want you to feel this. You've spoken it out loud. Your cells are hearing it. The anchor just heard it too. Breaking that anchor happens when you come together. You've locked together. One huge bright light says it again. I am magnificent. This resounds to the building, to the other side of the veil. It does. Because it's you saying it. And the third time, you're going to feel it. Breaking loose of the sadness, realizing it doesn't belong to you anymore. Let's do it. I am magnificent. How does it feel to float free in the ocean? This is the key. Unlock your Merkabahs now. What? You're having trouble unlocking your Merkabah? Then why not keep them locked? In a multidimensional way, you leave. You may never see the person next to you, but you're locked if you wish to be. In a way that is magnificent like you. In a way that says, I am a compassionate old soul without the buzz. Go from this place and teach this. For this is what humanity that has lived as long as you have needs to know. They need to know that the anchor can be dropped. That Akashic remembrance does not need to have the buzz. Instead, I want you to picture another anchor. The one from the higher self. You're anchored to that which you call the heavens that exist. Now you're going the other direction. And it's not holding you back. Instead, it's an anchor of light. You belong to another kind of Akash, one that is positive and cheerful. And when you go to that place the next time where you're going to think about yourself, or you're going to work on yourself, or you're going to meditate, or you're going to think about the issue you brought, instead of becoming pensive, first thing, the smile should break out, and the words might echo in your mind and your heart, I am magnificent. That's the key to the evolution of the new human. That's enough for now. And so it is.